Father Richard Heilman is on the Dude Maker hotline with us. My pater, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I am well.
I'm laughing listening to you.
Well, this is your brainchild, I think.
Yeah.
Now, tell him now, does the whole thing come in a gun case?
Well, you're talking about the spiritual ammo can, right?
Yeah.
Or are you switching gears here?
No, so is it two separate items, the one that comes in a gun case and the other one comes in a...
Yeah. So with Peace Through Strength, I actually put some items. The coolest thing about it, at least I think, is the challenge coin that's in there.
Yes!
It's just awesome. Yeah, and people, the listeners may or may not know what a challenge coin is, but dating back to World War I, some say all the way back to the Roman days, the commander of his forces would give out his troops a challenge coin, and it would be to challenge them to be all in, that we're on this mission, we're on this together. So it was camaraderie too. And they actually developed a funny thing that the troops would do. They'd pull out their challenge coin when they were with another one of their members of their troop, and if the other guy didn't have one, he owed him a beer, you know. So, but anyway,
tried to pull, by the way.
Yeah. So this particular challenge coin, though, is really focusing on peace through strength. And I put in Latin on there, per virtutum pax, which translates to peace through strength. Literally, it goes through strength, peace. But, of course, that's a great quote from Ronald Reagan. And, again, that dates back to the Roman days as well. But Ronald Reagan said, we maintain peace through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression. And so what I'm calling myself and all of us to is to become, you know, we use the word devout a lot, you know, for Catholicism. I like to use the word strong. We're a strong Catholic. You know, we're all in. We believe in the miracle power of God. You know, we believe that when we pray, something's going to happen, you know. It's providential, too. Today's scripture is about that. There's, you know, the Peter and the boys are in the boat. That represents the church in the stormy seas, right?
Right.
You know, look what's going on all around us. And and here comes Jesus across the top of the water. You know, he's above it all, right? And he also has the power to calm the seas. But Peter does something incredible. He says, listen, Lord, you know, if you are the Lord, you can command me to walk across the water. And he does. See, we are given a power, a strength, to by our prayers, by our actions, everything, to call upon God and see amazing things happen. But then what does Peter do? You know, he starts, instead of paying attention, keeping his eyes focused on God, he starts focusing on the storm and the raging waters, and he feels that that's more powerful than God, you know, and so he starts to sink. And ye of little faith, why did you doubt, Jesus said. You know, so that's, Mike, that's exactly what's going on in the church today. It ramped up over 50 years ago, but it was making its way in 100 years ago. That's why I think this whole 100 years of Fatima thing is so important. But what did Satan have to do first? He had to take away our supernatural armor. He had to remove our supernatural weapons. And now he can run unabated. He can do whatever he wants, and he has in our times. And so this is what I'm really calling us to, Mike, is we got to get strong again. And we are. Look at the young priests. Look at the rise in adoration and people going back to confession and sacred masses. And, you know, it's happening. That's why the devil right now is panicked, you know, because we are picking up our supernatural strength again and coming against it. But the devil's going berserk right now because, you know, he knows that you know, we've got a power to crush him and calling upon Our Lady to crush the head of the serpent, you know. And so I believe that's what's going on right now. The devil and his minions are just going crazy because we are becoming more strong, supernaturalized as Catholics.
Yeah, you know, when I was with you those 3 days, I noticed. I even told you this before I left. I said, Father, I noticed something that you were doing, and in our secret deliberative meetings that we had. You kept interjecting, but guys, we have a supernatural power they don't have.
Exactly.
Father,
about 80 times.
Father Richard kept saying, but guys, we have a supernatural power they don't have. But guys.
Yeah, I don't want us to despair. You know, I put it this way. I said, you know, when we're disconnected from God, that divine life, that supernatural strength, the devil is an elephant to our ant. But when we pick up our supernatural weapons, when we believe in the power of God, we become an elephant to the devil's ant. It's just as simple as that. And the devil knows that. That's why he stripped out our churches. That's why he removed our devotions. That's why we put the tabernacle in another room.
Yep.
You know, everything that went on in the last 50 years was to get us away from believing. Why do you doubt? Jesus said this morning in the gospel. Why do you doubt? And that's what we've been doing for 50 years.
Now, Father Richard Heilman of St. Mary's in Pine Bluff, Wisconsin, you could say right outside of Madison, Wisconsin, it's not far, is on the Dudemaker hotline.
Right on the edge.
So it's peace through strength, right?
Right.
Now, how do we get one of these challenge coins?
Oh, well, Roman Catholic Gear has them. That's my family actually runs that. I had a few good ideas beginning with the Combat Rosary, and all of a sudden it took off, and my... my older sister and her husband and my older brother happened to be in semi-retirement, and they said, hey, we'll take this. So they did, and so they developed. It's a really cool website, too, RomanCatholicGear.com, and they're doing a great job. They all come from marketing and business careers and stuff, so they're doing great. But anyways, RomanCatholicGear.com, you can find all that stuff.
Okay, and we have the spiritual ammo cases. I'd like to get some of the challenge coins because – when I was saying that Father told us a story when we were gathered together 3 weeks ago that, you know, if you didn't have your challenge coin on, you had to buy the first beer. And so he had the demo of the coin, and he whipped it out and goes, see there? All right, who has their coin on them?
Y'all owe me.
Y'all owe me. Which I thought was funny. Let's talk a little bit more about I read the regimen on air to men that were listening. Two Fridays ago. And I said, now, this is a little daily regimen that some of you may be doing parts of. Some of you may not be doing any of it. But it goes from morning till evening. Now, I look at it like this, Father. The church gave us this beautiful yearly calendar that repeats itself. Liturgical yep. year. We get all these beautiful seasons. We know what gospels are coming. Oh, man, I can't wait for this Sunday because the gospel from St. John is coming up or whatever. I love meditating on that. We have this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful yearly tradition that helps guide us throughout the year. Well, you know, I know Advent's coming is coming up soon. I got to get ready for Advent. And after that, you know, you're still celebrating Christmas. No, don't take your tree down. Many people know or starting to know. And I think that the point is that in her majesty and in her wisdom and in Christ's wisdom, the incarnate wisdom, that we get this calendar and it helps us. It helps stabilize us, right, throughout right. the year. Well, the regimen that you, right, the regimen that you gave for the days does the same thing for each day. So why don't you walk the men in the audience and ladies, listen up, see if maybe your husband is or is not doing any of these, and it begins early in the morning.
Well, sure. So there's a beautiful prayer that people can pray right away, and it would be great for people to get in the habit. You know, you can print it out and put it next to your bed or, you know, put it on your desk for first thing with your coffee or whatever. But it's called the morning offering, and basically what you're asking for, and you get a partial indulgence if you pray this prayer, and kiss your scapular while you do it, but you're offering, you know, you're asking first for the protection. You know, if you read the Psalms as we priests do every day with the divine office, I mean, it's just one after another of, you know, hey, hide me under the shadow of your wing, hey, you know, cover me in your precious blood, hey, you know, and bless my missions. You know, a lot of people think that we're to ask God, hey. Make sure bad things happen to me all day. No, God doesn't want us to be bogged down in, you know, the the minions of the devil, you know, constantly. He wants us to get out and get about our mission.
Right.
And so, yes, ask for that. Ask for the protection of our Lord and our Lady. Ask to bless the day. Ask that everything that we do that day is offered for the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful prayer to start the day with. So, and it's real quick, too. It's just, you know, about three sentences. Then if you can, go to Mass every day. You know, a lot of people can't do that, and that's fine. But a lot of people just don't do that. And if you're able to, that's a great habit to get into, okay? Go to confession at least once a month. You know, again, this is part of the whole 50 years thing, but we're talking about a state of grace here.
Right.
And we're also talking, too, about somebody might not be completely removed from a state of grace, you know, in a state of mortal sin, but we can get weak. We can get sick, spiritually sick. You know, a collection of our venial sins can weaken us. And so then we become more prone to mortal sin. So we got to keep strong at all times. When we go to confession and receive that absolution, boom, in that moment, you are as close to God as you can possibly be in that moment. And you're as strong as you can possibly be in that moment. And so that's amazing. So we want to do that. And then I recommend, too, a regimen of fasting. Traditionally, Wednesdays and Fridays for sure, you know, but fasting, you know, remember that scripture passage where this is so strong that it requires prayer and fasting, you know, but it amplifies our prayers. So you want to get the practice of fasting. And actually, the whole medical field is realizing that fasting is actually healthy for a person. Look it up. It's amazing. It tunes the whole body by doing fasting. Praise God. Then Eucharistic adoration. You know, for the world, you know, what? You're kneeling before a cracker? You know, what are you, insane? You know? You know? So adoration is us kneeling before the King of Kings and saying, that's God up there. It changes us, but it also changes how we approach the Mass. You know, can we get up in the morning and put on our worst recreational attire, you know, and go and grab the host like a potato chip? You know, when we just spent time kneeling before the King of Kings, we can't. You know, so adoration is so important. We got to know our faith, got to read the Bible, take some time. I actually recommend the Magnificat magazine. It's a beautiful that has scriptures of the day, but it also has amazing quotes from great saints of our church, great figures in our church. You know, pray the Bless Us, O Lord prayer with every meal, even when you're in public. I know we've gotten to the point where when we have things in a restaurant or something like that, we actually get a little volume when we pray as a group, and you know, just because you know what, we're Catholic. We're Christian, and we're proud of it. And so, but pray that prayer. Don't be embarrassed to be a Catholic. Do the sign of the cross so everybody can see it. You know, be a man or be a woman. You know, be strong. You got to pray. You got to be well connected to Our Lady. What a great gift that God has given us, this tender mother. She's our advocate. She's our defense lawyer before the throne of God. Okay. You know, moms. You know, they always play good cop, bad cop, right?
I like the defense lawyer.
yeah. But mom and dad play good cop, bad cop with you, and mom's always like, oh well, now can you? But she's always advocating for us. She's our defense lawyer. Stay close to mom. Pray the rosary daily. Wear the brown scapular. Get enrolled. Wear the brown scapular. Do the Marian consecration and pray the Angelus. 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. I actually have the church next to me with these very loud bells that go out off at those times. But you don't have to pray it at 6 a.m. if you're not up by then, though, by the way. A lot of people are, oh, boy, I got to get up to pray the answers, which is pretty awesome, but you don't have to. Then just at the end of the day, just do a good examination of conscience. You know, how have I done with you, God? What have I done that made you proud? What have I done that not so much, you know? And just, you don't have to sit and do the whole, you know, questions and the Ten Commandments or anything like that, but just do a little review for a few minutes, and then maybe even pray a Hail Mary, pray three Hail Marys for purity, That's a powerful prayer.
Every morning and every night before Biff, Father, I do one. Never miss before going to bed and upon arising.
It's powerful.
St. Alphonsus.
And what you're doing there is you're being obedient. And God then gives you a power. He's like, okay, I get it. You're in my army. You know, you're being dutiful. I get it. You're going to get a power here. And then you can pray the act of contrition at that time, too. So there's your daily regimen, okay? And I don't think it's that great. You know, it seemed like a lot, but it's just little things you do throughout the day and little habits that you get, you become a part of who you are throughout the day. And by doing this, you become strong in God's grace. And then then God, you know, I always use football analogies. Then the coach will look at you on the bench and say, "Get in the game, okay? I need you in the game because why? Because you're doing the regimen, you're working hard, and you're following the calls that I'm making, and you're doing them the way I want you to do it. You get in the game. In fact, I'm going to give you the ball, okay? That's what we're trying to do here. Is we're trying to be, you know, dutiful, good soldiers, good players, or, you know, however you want to, what image you want to use. But then God will use us, and amazing things will happen, and blessing will come into all the work that we're doing and everything. But it's this belief. It all boils down to this: it's a belief in the supernatural power of God, and then doing it God's way. I actually rewrote the song "My Way" to. by Frank Sinatra, to his way, you know.
Father Richard Heilman of St. Mary's Parish in Pine Bluff, Wisconsin, and also is one of the men involved in this new apostolate called Peace Through Strength, which I highly recommend, and which when I got to meet Father, I got to see it up close and personal. And as you can tell, folks, when Mike doesn't have to do a lot of talking, he's got a guest that really believes what he's talking about. So, and don't forget, join the Auxilium Christianorum, which, by the way, Father Ripperger's app was released for iPhone yesterday.
Really?
Yes, you can download the Auxilium Christianorum app from Father Chad Ripperger. Yes,
well, I'll be trumpeting that.
Don't worry,
awesome.
I'm working on your app, your confessional app. I already started working on
it. God bless you, my friend.
Now, a couple other things that were in one of the pages that I saw for the Peace Through Strength, this was taught to me by Father W, whose name can't be repeated because he'll get in trouble if I say it. Last minute or two of your shower every day, guys, turn the hot water off. You're going like, "No, Mr. Church, please. No, I'm not freezing to death." You'll get used to it, so much so that you'll have to forego it for a day or two so the shock comes back. But you'll start to realize that what a blessing of the for the flesh, what a satisfactory blessing of the flesh hot water is. And you'll start to appreciate the fact that you got indoor plumbing and that you got heaters to heat the water and all that. I take it, some people say it's a mortification. It may be a mortification, but I also take it as a way to appreciate things that you don't ordinarily appreciate, like water heaters.
Well, what mortification literally means dying, you know. And what it means is that I'm dying to all my worldly wants, carnal desires. And what I'm doing is I'm putting God first in my life. And it seems like a small thing, you know, again, an outsider would look in and go, "What? What are you doing that for?" You know, because you're making a statement that, you know, even suffering this cold shower, you know, is more important than God's will, or it's my desire to make a statement that God, I can even suffer this cold shower because I want to do it your way, and so you're dying to yourself and you're letting God rule your life instead of making yourself your God and ruling your life.
Right. And I can, another personal reflection on the Eucharistic adoration, which I have been lapsed in, but I went with a friend on Saturday. And this is another thing that you recommend, the Peace Through Strength regimen, that you do it at least once a week. And I told my friend, David Simpson, after the fact, I said, when we were having a beer and lunch afterwards, I said, "If it were a requirement that every Catholic had to attend Eucharistic adoration at least once per month, the world would be a vastly different place. Because there's no enemies, there's no disagreement in there, there's no arguments over doctrine. All there is a solemn meditation with our Lord and Savior right there in the form of the Blessed Sacrament. It cannot help but overcome, Father, all this confusion that we have around, all this division, this divisiveness that we have around us today.
Yep. Yeah, because you're kneeling before a cracker. You know, I mean, in the eyes of the world. But you got to come to terms yourself and say, this ain't no cracker. You know, this is God. And I'm getting a unique and an amazing opportunity to kneel before the exposed Blessed Sacrament for this time and just be wallow in His love and His peace during that time. I urge people, there's a real cool video that some guys put together called Midnight Watch. You could go to YouTube and do Midnight Watch and then Adoration, and you'd find it right away. It's just 2.5 minutes long, but is it powerful? But it starts out with the guy waking up like at midnight and then scraping the ice off of his window and driving in the cold, you know, in the sub-zero weather, and then ending up at an Adoration Chapel with three other buddies, you know, in the middle of the night. And then it flashes back to his family, you know, sleeping and knowing that this guy, this dad, this husband, is praying for them, praying grace into his family. I mean, it's super powerful. Midnight Watch, Adoration on YouTube. Go find it. It's awesome.
Father Richard Heilman of St. Mary's in Pine Bluff, Wisconsin, and the Peace Through Strength Initiative, which you can find at RomanCatholicMan.com. Father, the novena has already begun, right?
If you're talking about the 54-day, it starts next Wednesday on the Feast of Our Lady of the Assumption.
Tell us about...
But what's begun is this Peace Through Strength. It's kind of a preliminary, almost like a basic training, getting ready for it. We want to be strong when we're praying is the idea.
Now, so what's the novena that begins on the Assumption is to kind of mimic, if you will, or to replicate what happened in Poland a year ago.
Right.
It culminates in that, right?
Exactly. So Poland, amazingly, and even the New York Times picked it up and did tons of pictures, and they did a full spread on this, but they had over 1 million, some say 1.5 million. And this was a grassroots effort in Poland, where, and many of them went out to the borders, and it was just kind of calling upon God almost to erect a wall. You know, they were standing in the breach and saying, you know, only God's goodness is allowed in Poland, and we're standing in the breach to keep evil away. You know, of course, people turned that into all immigrant kind of stuff, but it was an action to say spiritually, we are claiming Poland for God, and it was amazing. We did the same thing here in our nation last year, and the exact same date. It was the culmination of the 54-day Rosary Novena, where we had a gathering in Washington, D.C. at that time, but we took their inspiration now, and we actually kind of reframed what we're doing, and we gave it the name Rosary Coast to Coast. Theirs was called Rosary on the Borders. And then also, you may have noticed, Ireland did it, and Great Britain did it. But right now, all of these countries, the ones I just named, and about a dozen more so far, are wanting to do this as a world now. This year.
Yes.
And we actually have a website for that called HolyLeagueOfNations.com, where you can it's just there to look for a map and you can see who's in and who's not, and click on the nation and go to their website. But it's pretty amazing. The whole world now is uniting in this prayer. We're calling ours Rosary Coast to Coast. Every nation's calling theirs differently. But we started ours back in 2016 with Novena for Our Nation that culminated on this, we called it National Rosary Rally in Washington, D.C. That was before the election. And some pretty cool things happened, like Paul Manafort was let go and Kellyanne Conway was brought in on the day we started our Novena for Our Nation on August 15th.
People missed it. Cool. You're the only person that ever pointed out to me, Father. You're the only person that ever said this to me, and I went, I got to go look that up. And I went and looked it up, and I went, I'd never heard this. Kellyanne Conway, Catholic mother of six, was brought into the Trump campaign on the Feast of the Assumption.
Pro-life.
Yeah, huge pro-life.
She's a daily mass goer. She's an adorer. They say you go into her house, it looks like a rectory in there with all the religious articles in there.
On the Feast of the Assumption, she joined the campaign.
Yeah, on the day we started, that was the first year we started this 54-day Rosary Novena for our nation. Now, get this, on October 7th, when we concluded and had our National Rosary Rally in Washington, D.C., that was the same day that WikiLeaks came out. The same day.
Oh,
look it up.
Right,
October 7th. Okay. And then, the media was just starting to go wild and everything, and they had that Access Hollywood video and things. We decided together we were now over 40,000 people, let's do another 9-day novena leading up to the Feast of St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes. Right. So that's so we did 9 days leading up to October 28th. And on the Feast of St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes, that's when Comey stood up and said, we're reopening the case. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
Yeah, and then everybody had their, collectively across the nations, had their jaw wide open on Election Day.
Of course.
I want to proudly say that. And it was Wisconsin that put him over the top. I mean, people can have, he's rough around the edges, to say the least, okay? He's a bull in a china shop. But he is the greatest threat to this secular Satanism that has been in power for the longest time. I mean, and so, he ain't pretty, with the way he handles things.
Let me add something else, and you and I talked about this. We also have the wife of the president. Note I did not say term of nobility, first lady. We also have the lovely Catholic wife of the president in the house every day with her own rosary that's probably praying it every single day. Don't ever discount. So people poo-poo then. They go, oh, my, come on. So what? Right. Melania is in. Well, Kellyanne is probably in there, probably playing together.
Yeah, and pro-life Catholics are getting named everything in the administration. You know?
So
it's unbelievable.
And I got to tell you, Father Richard Heilman is on the Dude Maker hotline with us here. I got to tell you that I joined you in your 54-day novena. I'd already consecrated back in 2014, but I reconsecrate every morning. But I'll do it again, and I'll be happy to reconsecrate again in a church service. Our Latin Mass Society here in Mandeville is your affiliate for the novena for the Rosary Across the Nation. So we have that connection going. And I'll tell you, every day during the campaign, when I asked the question in May of 2016 of the Blessed Mother, after Mrs. Clinton made that god-awful appearance, that blasphemous appearance on The View, and said that a baby halfway out of the womb had no right to life, I asked the Mother of God, that I said, Mother, I cannot be convinced that God is going to allow this scourge, this cross between the spawn, the demon spawn, I called her, Margaret Sanger and Satan himself, to become a world leader and to obtain the reins of power. Too many souls are going to perish if this occurs. Yeah. And I began to pray a rosary every day against her. Not necessarily for him, but against her. Cannot happen. Yeah. Cannot happen. Cannot happen. The morning of the election, I was driving to work, I witnessed a miracle. We call it Mike's little miracle of the sun. You can't see the sun through dark, heavy clouds, can you?
No.
I saw it. While I was praying the rosary and asking the final question, she gave me an answer. Dark, heavy clouds. It was raining here in Mandeville, and I could see the sun right through the clouds. I went, he's going to win. And I came in, and I reiterated my prediction to my political consultant, morning show host at the time, who said, you're bonkers. It's over. There's no way he can win. I said, I'm telling you, I have it on good authority, he's going to win. He's going to win. She's going to lose. She's going down. I truly believe that the mother of our Lord, through all of our devotions, separate and apart, intervened. And as Chris Ferrara told me, he goes, Mike, Our Lady pulled us back from the brink of destruction. We're still on it. We're on the precipice, but she pulled us back.
Yeah, and God bless the Anawim, who stood up, the the children of Mary that stood up during that time, and the poor and the lowly ones, the deplorables, right? that got on their knees and believed. And Wisconsin put him over the top.
All right. Well, Father's website is RomanCatholicMan.com. You can also find Father Heilman on Facebook as Father Richard. And Roman, we have the surplus kit or the
spiritual ammo can.
Spiritual ammo can in our store at mikechurch.com/shot. Go pre-order yourself a set today. And Father, it was a joy. What a blessing in my life to have met you. And thank you.
We had a great time, Mike.
We did.
It was like we were together for forever, you know, like a brother.
Well, we are brothers. We are brothers.
Yep.
And I've been truly blessed to have made your acquaintance and to have visited your rectory. I even told you, that little spot at the top of your hill, you got to build a retreat center there. I'll be there every year.
I know. So everybody that's listening right now that has a lot of money.
We have a suggestion.
Mike has it on good authority that we need a retreat center here.
it's just a pastoral, beautiful location for
it.
You really have it going on there. I might even brave the elements and make a pilgrimage up in winter just so I can see just how cold it gets.
That would be awesome. Hey, before we end, can I just kind of clarify on what's coming up then?
Absolutely. Please do. Yes, please do.
Yeah. So, like I said, we started in 2016. What we started, it was a novena for our nation. And what we did was we took the very, very, very powerful, I can't recommend this enough, I've seen amazing miracles through the 54-day rosary novena, okay? So we decided to do that from August 15th, and we wanted to end on October 7th, and we counted backwards, and it landed on August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption. So that's providential. But anyways, we started that. And I recounted the amazing things. A lot of amazing things happened in 2017, too, when we did it, beginning with the exposés that began on October 5th with Harvey Weinstein, by the way.
Wow.
And all the exposés that have come since then. But anyways, then last year, Poland picked it up, and they did theirs on October 7th, and like we did. So now this year, the nation and the world, we're actually having people do sites where they're going to go out, and we recommend public. They can do it in the church, fine, but we really recommend public rosaries. And we've got close to 500 sites already, and you can go to rosarycoasttocoast.com and sign up as a coordinator of your site. You might want to ask permission of your pastor there, but be a coordinator, get a lot of people. In Madison here, we're actually going to our state capitol, Madison, it's a liberal, anyway. But so that's the way it works. So we're doing 54 days starting August 15th, leading up to what we're calling Rosary Coast to Coast on October 7th. We're not just throughout the United States, people are going to be praying together the glorious mysteries at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific, so that we're all praying the rosary together, the glorious mysteries, at the exact same time, and then they're going to be doing the same thing over in all these other countries as well. So it's amazing. I'm calling it the D-Day of spiritual warfare. And how necessary is this right now when we see what's going on? People got to batten down the hatches. We're coming toward the midterms, and it's going to get crazy.
Crazy.
Trying to get the new Supreme Court judge appointed,
confirmed.
And also what's going on, what broke in the church right now, it's going to get so ugly, but it's glorious because the disinfecting light, sunlight is coming on all this stuff, and it's going to show a lot of ugliness, but it's going to purify everything, and it's going to be glorious, but we need to be on our knees and praying, and we need to be with our advocate, our defense attorney, the Blessed Mother through this whole thing.
Hey, don't forget, Father, that you mentioned Madison twice in the libtard legislative enclave mm-hmm. it has become. Recently, though, Our Lady and Our Lord have begun to take Madison back because the beautiful Basilica in downtown Madison has just reopened, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and Bishop Morlino, somebody once told me, I haven't really researched this, but somebody told me, so it's hearsay, but Madison was once the second most liberal city behind San Francisco at one point. Now I think we're up in the 20s, and the liberals are blaming Bishop Morlino.
Well, that means that we love Bishop Morlino then. All right.
He's awesome. But you can go to novenaforournation.com or rosarycoasttocoast.com and find how to sign up. You want to get the daily emails that have the little reflection. It's only like a paragraph long, and then how to pray the novena, the 54-day rosary novena. There's little prayers that you say at the end of each decade and stuff like that. So Novena for Our Nation to sign up for those daily emails and be part of. I think we're getting near 60,000 people right now that are signed up for this, and so get everybody signed up for it.
All right, Father. Father Richard Heilemann of St. Mary's in Pine Bluff, Wisconsin, thanks for being with us, as always, and God bless
you. All right,
Mike. Thank you, Father.